You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It gets better. That is the message that sex advice columnist Dan Savage is trying to send to young gay people through his new project. This is in response to several teenagers across the country who've committed suicide recently, and in fact, through a number of years, because of anti-gay harassment.
They feel very isolated and alone, and no one's on their side. And this project allows them to see other gay and lesbian adults who are on their side.
That is Dan Savage speaking with us a few days ago about his It Gets Better project.
You can actually hear it. Video online, people,
right,
celebrities,
video,
lots of
just,
people.
You know. Yeah, all kinds of multimedia, right. But video and essays and commentaries. You can actually listen back to that interview with Savage at thetakeaway.org. But we got a call from one of our listeners at 8778MyTake, and he couldn't listen to the rest of the Dan Savage interview. That's how fired up he was about it. Stephen is a gay man. He's a high school teacher in New York City, and he joins us this morning. Good morning.
Morning.
What was it that Dan Savage was saying that made you turn off the radio?
It wasn't anything that Dan was saying. Dan is actually one of my heroes, and I think that what he's doing is remarkable and heroic. It's that he has to be saying it now, and that the part of it that makes me furious and sad at is that we're telling kids, hold on, ride your gulag out, ride your prison out, ride the torture that is your childhood, your adolescence out. And
just to follow that detail, you're saying that Savage is kind of accepting that this abuse is a part of life, and that outrages you.
Well, actually, I'm not outraged at Dan. I'm outraged at the system. Mm-hmm. I'm outraged at our culture, that we have to constantly reinvent the wheel, that gay kids have to constantly go through a labyrinth. Now, Dan said in an interview in the Times that he's tried to get into high schools and that he couldn't. There are many organizations that can get into high schools, and it astounds me that we have to say to young gay kids, would we say to them, write out your child abuse, write out your eating disorder, write out your rape by a relative or whatever? We would not. We absolutely would not. And that, in many ways, is what it is like, and worse, for gay kids. And so I believe that it's actually our society's fault, it's our teachers' fault, our scoutmasters, our choir masters, our glee club members, our masters, etc., for not having the language and not learning the language of inclusion. I think every single person charged with the welfare of our youth should have in their lexicon, it's okay to be who you are, and to get specific about that.
Well, I want to play for you a clip from somebody, an anonymous person who submitted a call at the It Gets Better project, and it kind of speaks to exactly what you're saying.
Word got out that I was gay, and it was my freshman year, by the way. I was bullied a lot. I had lots of things said about me. I had a lot of bad name calling, the physical, even the staff found out, and they were just as bad, if not worse.
You nearly committed suicide when
yes.
you were a teenager.
Yes.
And you every day now see kids, you probably see kids while you're teaching who are going through this.
Yes, I do. And it's even for me in my environment, because I work in a tough environment. Kids have seen a lot. A lot of the kids that I work with had to run away from their homes and join gangs when they were 10, 11, 12, 13 because their parents didn't know how to keep them safe. And the culture that they're coming from, there are layers and layers and layers and layers and layers that we have to get through as educators, as social workers, as teachers, principals, to reach the kids who are suffering. And it still takes so long. Quentin Crisp said, and I paraphrase, that gay and lesbian kids are the only kids who are born orphans. And if you think about that, they're born into a world that doesn't have the language to say to them, it's really okay. And it makes me sad that we have to hold out this light at the end of the tunnel for these kids. The Trevor Project, thetrevorproject.org, came into our school, and they have a remarkable educational tool, or many of them, that high schools can use, that organizations can use. A lot of the kids don't make it through. I was voted most typical senior, most likely to succeed, all these things.
What year?
82, I graduated from high school, and I went to an Ivy League school.
But it's such a different time now. Explain to me how the cues in popular culture, which
there
do say that it's okay to be who you are, that actually there are plenty of role models for you. How does that get counteracted and trumped by the cruelty of some ignorant bullies in these vulnerable years?
Well, I think it gets counteracted and trumped by our parents, because our parents are not only our heroes, they're our lifeline. And if you perceive your mother and father, children are very sensitive, and if they perceive their mother and father as in some way not, you know, in my household, everybody could be gay but me. My parents were so loving, but my parents just didn't have that language. And when you get further away from the family system, which in many cases is just struggling to survive, that access to that language gets obfuscated by so many other priorities.
Well, what's the advice for a parent that's going, all right, so what do I say to my child? I'm worried.
Go call the Trevor Project. Seek out some. Go online, the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. Find somebody who has the language for you.
Except that Stephen is not your real name. We're using a different name because you are not out at your school.
Right.
Which leads me to say that there's something clearly wrong in the system,
right,
that we can't even use your real name at this point.
Right.
That it's too controversial of a subject for us even to say who you are.
Right, exactly. And I have 5, 6, 7 teachers who work with kids who can't be out because they work in Harlem, they work in the Bronx, and their principals don't even know. And it is controversial. However, I do, and you know, that's something that I was struggling with, you know, when I came on. But it is, we have to get to these kids as best we can. And I know that that's going to cause all sorts of controversy, probably with your listeners, that, you know, but
You'll hear about it.
Yeah,
you'll
hear about it. I'm sure I will. But we have to come from a place of love first and foremost. And however we can get in there, you know, Dan's got celebrity. Dan can be out. Dan can make these videos. And I hope he keeps doing it. I just want the people, I want it not to be necessary anymore.
It gets better, but it gets better now, right?
Yeah.
Stephen is a high school teacher in Manhattan. Not his real name, but thanks for coming in.
The Takeaway is supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.